protecting your loved ones? Are you surrounded by like minds right now? Are your family and friends totally on the same page as you with what's going on in the world? No, I didn't think so. The process of waking up is a very personal one. When we're presented with all of this new information, especially because it's so alarming, we feel immediately that we want to share it with our family, with those that we care about. We sense an injustice and we want people to realise too, so we can change what's going on in the world. We start sharing things on social media. We call up our parents. We warn everybody that we can about the systems of control, about the manipulation in the media. We urge them not to take vaccines. We urge them to do their own research. And at best, we are presented with complete complacence. At worst, we are pushed out, ostracized and shunned. We're told that we're crazy. We're told that we're dangerous. We stop being invited. Friends of many years seem to drift away. You no longer receive any feedback on your social media posts. Seeing and feeling what we see and feel is so very isolating. I hear you. I have felt like this too. Please remember that you are not alone. Not only are there millions of us having this human experience who feel the same, who can see through the lies and the manipulation, but you are also supported divinely. And whether or not you have a spiritual belief, please be assured that you are surrounded by many guides who have your best interest at heart. And importantly, that you are going through this experience now because you made this decision. Before you came and incarnated here on this planet, you decided to be this person in this body having this experience. If it sounds far-fetched, well, suspend your disbelief for a while. As we go through our awakening process, a lot of us find some level of comfort in having a spiritual belief. And in fact, it's when we are able to develop this connection with our higher selves, with our intuition, with our guides, that we really can see and find the true purpose of what is going on now. And all that seems negative and scary, all of a sudden, becomes useful and interesting and a way for us to grow and develop, not only as individuals, but as a collective, as a planet. And if this is our experience, so true for each and every one of the people in our lives. For those of us who have incarnated together before, who are in the same soul group, we may well have decided to play a certain role together in order to teach each other something interesting. Being pure consciousness isn't very interesting. And planet Earth is a place to experience polarities. It's an interesting place to come and spend some time. So if we can see this as an experience, we can see everything as an experience. Being rich and affluent, perhaps a celebrity, is an experience. Being in a war is an experience. Being a murderer is an experience. Being a child who dies young is an experience. Being an athlete is an experience. On an energetic level, all of these experiences are interesting. And if you can step into the belief that we've all chosen to have these experiences, then our perceptions can shift. We stop feeling worried and stressed and scared about the outcomes for those people in our lives that we love. We also stop feeling guilty about people who are in wars or who are impoverished. And yes, of course, we can feel compassion for these people and act in a loving way towards everybody. But we don't have to feel those feelings of guilt and fear. We don't have to save them. And we definitely can't live their experience for them. This is so important to remember when we're trying to wake people up, when we're calling people sheep or sheeple, when we're ridiculing people because they can't see what we see. All we're doing is playing into the same vibration of division, which has kept us small and divided for so long. Many of us have had an awakening because of a traumatic experience in our lives. I myself have had a major upgrade since the death of my father last year. Whilst I was certainly awake and aware before that, the connection with my spiritual gifts and my guides have all come following my grief. I wanted to fix and save my dad all through his life, and it was like he couldn't hear me. This experience, whilst traumatic, has helped to shape me. It has allowed me to grow. It has allowed me to do my own internal emotional work. And it has allowed me to even connect in with my ancestors and clear some of the trauma that has flowed through my ancestral line for generations. Perceived pain can sometimes be the most powerfully wonderful thing that ever happens to us. Whilst I love my father and I wish I could cuddle him now, I accept that his journey was his own. I appreciate the times that we had together. We cannot change anybody else, even if we try really, really hard. What we can do is we can change ourselves. We can become a beacon for those who are ready to move, to shift, and to change, so that when they are ready, they know where to come. From working with a modality called Family Constellations, I realized that the work that I can do on myself can change the reality for my children and for my parents and for my siblings. And this is a very powerful thing to do. I'm not asking them to do or change anything. By subtly making the change within me, I'm able to shift the reality for them. And so it is for the collective. Because the more of us that step into our power and our sovereignty, the more of us that live in a state of joy, who manage to go through the traumas and release them, the higher the vibrational frequency. And the higher the vibe, the more people will wake up. The less they will be able to exist in the fear structure of the matrix. It is losing its power every day. And every bit of shadow work that we do on ourselves, every trauma we choose to release, every person from our past who did us wrong that we choose to forgive and let go of, the higher we can all vibe. Whilst this concept may seem quite profound and very challenging to get your head round when you're worried about the well-being of your family, it's an important one to step towards. If you were a parent, know that until that they are the age of 16, your children are energetically joined to your energy. And the way you feel affects them deeply. So if you can shift yourself into the place you want to see for them, they too will come with you. It's often easier to try and fix people outside of us, because a lot of the deep-rooted things that we have going on in ourselves seem too scary to bring up, too overwhelming to face. So fixing our parents, telling our children what to do, or providing them with the education we think they need seems easier. In fact, all our children really want and need from us is love. And our self-love will teach them the most important lesson of all. So speak your truth. Be honest with yourself. Make your own sovereign decisions for you and for your children, because this is your right. But everybody else will live their own journey. If you want to make a difference in the world, remember that the entire universe exists within you, and you are the master of your own universe. So today's grounded action is to consider and perhaps write down, what is it that I want for my loved ones? How can I make this more of a reality for myself? How do I want them to feel? And what can I do to allow myself to feel this too?